Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we have been talking about hearing God's voice. And we all have situations and circumstances that we're in that we want to hear from God about, that we want to have that confidence that we're on the right track, that we're not missing Him, that basically that we're doing what He expects us to be doing and we're hearing Him correctly. None of us want to be disappointing God. None of us want to be deliberately dissing Him or deliberately ignoring or missing Him. And I think very often we go back and forth as to how to best approach what we are thinking we are hearing from God. We want to have an absolute certitude that what we think we're hearing from Him is what He's saying, and yet there's also something in us that we question and doubt. And even 1 minute we can be absolutely sure we're hearing Him clearly. 5 minutes later, well, I'm pretty sure that was Him. I'm pretty sure that's what He was saying. And really what the Lord wants you to know is He is directing you and guiding you. That is His job. That is His role. Your role is to show up. It's to be what and who He created you to be. You are in process. Today, this moment is not the sum total of who and what you are. We capture a glimpse, we do snapshots of this is, for better or for worse, how we're doing and what we're doing. And we judge and evaluate based on that snapshot. Well, that's not God. He's already given you an A+. He's already given you 100. You are already finished. You've already completed and passed all your exams. You've already entered into everything he has for you. So if you didn't want to do anything else, that's fine. If you're satisfied with where you're at, that's fine. God is not trying to guilt you or provoke you or threaten you into pursuing Him. He wants to be wanted, not feared or not. He doesn't want us loving Him because if we don't, there are bad consequences or even good consequences. He wants us to be pursuing who He made us to be. And a lot of times we don't know what that is because we are doing what we think we should be doing and feeling and believing what we think we should be feeling and believing. God wants you to know you can be authentic and real with Him. The concerns you have he not only knows what they are, he totally understands what they are, and he wants to talk to you about them. Now, sometimes he'll just go, you know, I'm taking care of that. I'll take that off your plate. And sometimes he wants to have a conversation with you. Some of these are even going to lead to healings that you didn't even know you needed. There are things in our lives where that we know affected us, and we wish God would somehow go back where that didn't happen, whether it's things that we did or things that others did. And we wish, why, God, why couldn't you have prevented that? Why couldn't you have stepped in and kept that from happening? And he could have. And he wants to talk to you about why he did or didn't. And he may just say, you know, you're just going to have to live with it. This was my choice and you agreed to it, and this is where we are now. And we want healing and relief from so many of these things. And a lot of these things are, he's left them in our lives, even the things that cause us pain, for his purposes, to bring us greater freedom, greater determination, change, alignment of spirit, soul, and body. But he wants us to pursue him regarding these things until we get an answer. Don't just guess. Don't just, I think this is what God wants for me. Or even, I think I got a healing. Or whatever. Don't guess. Pursue God gently, unemotionally, objectively. Wait on him and for him and with him. Now, he may not respond to what you're asking him, but he will show up. Very often there's things going on in our lives that we are questioning him about, good for good or for bad, need of direction, or, you know, a circumstance where we need his intervention. And what he wants to talk to you about may not have anything to do with what's going on. He may have just used that to get your attention or to draw you away from the environment you're in. So often we're comfortable where we're at. And we've always heard God a certain way in that environment. And when he wants to speak to us a different way, he gets us out of that environment. So let him speak to you however he wants. How do we know God is trustworthy? By experience. It's not just because I said so or the Bible says so or even because he says so, but because he proves he's trustworthy, because we have trusted him and he comes through. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Experience him. Let him reveal himself. So, Lord, right now, those that are questioning and wondering and being challenged in ways they never thought they'd have to deal with, and even the physical issues and financial and the specific direction that people are seeking, Lord, I just ask that you would reveal yourself and a unique way for each one of these situations, but that it would be so clear that they can't miss you, that they won't be able to miss you. Lord, whether it's a still small voice or you going before, going in front of them and showing the way by the doors opening. And there are so many options and choices. Very often, because any choice you make is fine with God. Don't stress out about it. Make a choice. If it's not from Him, if it's not accurate that you could make any choice, He will let you know. Don't stress out about it anymore. Keep going. Lord, I just ask that you bring that healing, that physical healing, Lord, in especially in the children, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, ahead of time for what you're doing. These accidents in the emergency situations, Lord, we just ask that you would intervene, not only give wisdom to the doctors, but touch them yourself with your own hand and restore these families that have been so traumatized and devastated. Lord, you know what your purpose is in each one of these situations, Lord. We ask that you would make yourself known and real and bring yourself the attention and the glory. Lord, we know that you like to glorify yourself, that you're so much better at glorifying yourself than we are. And we just, however you want to do it, we just give you free rein. We're willing to and happy to cooperate in giving you the glory in these situations. Just even in that hospital, Lord, that your presence would be known throughout the entire hospital. Even those who aren't seeking and aren't aware even of other faiths and other beliefs, Lord, that you yourself would make yourself known in whatever way you choose. We thank you, Lord. We come against every interference, every intrusion, every roadblock and stumbling block, and every stronghold and gate must bow before you right now. Lord, that you would have your way, not only in your people, but that your word would start to move forward into those strongholds that have even been there for thousands of years. We send that light that is your life into these dark places that thought they had it all sewn up, that they thought they had this all taken care of. They've been there for thousands of years, Lord. We just send your word, your life, your light into those dark places to set the captives free. Lord, not for retribution, not for revenge, but for freedom, for your life. And we thank you ahead of time. So we've been talking about hearing the voice of the Lord, what to do with it, how to recognize it, how to respond, how to test it. Lord, is that you? But I also want to remind you that as you take God up on hearing him, as you start going, okay, I want this. I want to be able to hear your voice. I want to be able to know you. I want to have that confidence that I'm hearing from you. There are going to be consequences. God will respond. When you say, I want to hear you, I want to know you, he says, okay. He'll start talking to you, and he'll start putting you in situations where you need to hear him. Now, God does not abide, he doesn't coexist with lies. So over time, as he starts to dwell more realistically, more really in your consciousness, in your awareness, he's going to start touching on some of the things you believe. There's going to be conflict between some of the things you believe, and if you've been acting on what you believe, there may be some changes that you may need to make. So be aware of that. The more you pursue him, and again, you know, we are reminded that if we have any desire to know him at all, that desire comes from him. And he doesn't tease us. If you desire to know him, I can guarantee he will be known. He wants to be known. He wants to reveal himself to you. But doing that, there's going to have to be a reconciliation of your life lining up with his life. Not in a condemning way, not in a purifying or becoming holy way. Because remember, in your spirit, you already are purified and holy. Your soul, which is really the issue on the table today, is what's going on in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Those beliefs and your actions even, and sometimes your emotions, have to start lining up with the truth that is already in your spirit. And when you start responding to God's overtures, you're going to end up with a choice about staying where you are or leaving what you thought you believed and thought gave you power and strength and life, leaving that behind and going forth with God. And sometimes those are going to be beliefs, and sometimes they may even be relationships and even a job or a relocation. We don't know what God has for us, except we know he loves us. And a lot of times we are so afraid of he's going to ask us to do this, that, and the other thing, and he doesn't ask us to do any of them. Because it's really not about jumping through hoops. God doesn't want trained seals. He wants you. Now again, he won't cohabitate. He won't share sovereignty by definition. He's going to be your God. And so if you have beliefs or people in your life that you've been turning to or that they believe are really your God or your head or your determiner, the one who speaks to you for God, they've got another thing coming. God doesn't put up with that. Now, sometimes he's gentle, but sometimes he's fierce. Because he's jealous over you, and he's jealous over his relationship with you. So he will not only respond, but he may put his finger on relationships, on activities, on how you spend your time, how you spend your emotional investments. God desires to speak to you on a personal level. As you set your ears to hear him, he will put you in situations that will basically provide opportunities to test what you are hearing. So when you say, Lord, I want to be able to hear you clearly, he'll put you in situations where you'll need to hear him clearly. Or he may even draw himself away so that in order to hear him clearly, you'll have to pursue him. He's got a lot of ways of approaching us. And we want to allow him the freedom to do that in whatever way he chooses, to make himself known to us in whatever way he chooses at any given time. So as he draws you to himself, he will become more and more jealous over you. Those beliefs and relationships and how you spend your time, and even what you think about. Your lifestyle, your attitudes, beliefs, your emotions will be changed. Now, as you're changed, others are going to be affected, for better or for worse. And some will recognize the Lord's presence in your life to a greater level. They'll see changes in you. And that response may not be what you expect. We can think in terms of, there may be like four different ways that they will respond. Again, you beginning to hear God and having confidence that you're hearing from him, there's going to be changes in your, outward changes in your life. And others are going to respond, and usually in one of four ways. Others will, they will respond and encourage you. They will respond and mock you. Oh, you think you're better than us. They will respond and join you and want to know how you're doing that. Or they may just ignore you. So as these changes happen, again, the Lord does not leave us where we're at. He's constantly creative, and he's constantly bringing you into oneness, spirit, soul, and body. So he's always working on you, whether we're aware of it or not. But be prepared to have your motives exposed. What do I mean by that? He wants you to be authentic with him, to be real. You may not even know why you believe what you believe. You may not even know what you want from God. He knows. And who you truly are, your spirit knows. But it may be important to God that your misbeliefs, your attempts at manipulation or control are exposed. So often we hear, you know, God is so gracious, he gave me salvation that now it's my my responsibility to do the rest, for the rest of my life, to do whatever I can to pay him back. That's not relationship. That's servitude. We are one with God, one in him. And as he loves us, we are learning to love him as well and receive what he gives us unconditionally and give what he gives, what he's given us unconditionally. We get to enjoy the same joy he experiences. But he will bring us, he will change us in ways that we can't even perceive. So as you begin to pursue him, and again, we always start with learning to that, developing that habit of turning to him first. God, what's going on? Lord, do you have anything to say about this? Lord, what's going on? As we begin to do that, all of our senses are heightened to hear him. This brings change because when we turn to him, our soul aligns with our spirit. And this is God's goal for us. And it is your spirit goal for you to be aligned, to be fully united, spirit, soul, and body. So as we join God in his intent in our lives, we know he gets what he wants. But those things that don't want freedom for us and healing and union with God, those things that we'll lose if we are free, like our self-life, our flesh, our own trying to, our own attempts at controlling ourselves. When we lose control, we all know, we all had experiences of feeling out of control. It's not a pleasant experience. Well, part of this process is learning to not only accept God's control as a belief, but as an experience that's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable in our emotions. There's going to be times when we don't know what we are to do next, and yet we're supposed to do something. There's a lot of things, a lot of times where we're going to feel out of control. The best way to handle that is to start right now. Set your mind, set your emotions, set your will that you will stick it out with God, that you will pursue the training that he has set for you, that you will finish the race that he has put before you, that you accept the relationship that he has invited you to. Don't think that just because it gets hard that you've missed him. Don't think that just because there's emotional conflict, or, you know, we talked about there's three ways God gets our attention: financially, physically, and relationally. Just because those things are happening doesn't mean you've missed him somewhere. Just set your heart, set your mind, set your will that you are going to pursue him and let him guide and direct you and provide the information you need in order to deal with whatever your circumstances are. He is your guidance counselor. He is your provider. Now, he does that through others as well, but turn to him first. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again the same time next week. Feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.